Nolte, Chris Matthews compares Jews to rats. By John Nolte on July 30, 2019. MSNBC's Chris Matthews heard the word rats and automatically thought of Jews. What kind of anti-Semitic bigot makes that kind of connection? After President Trump brought to light a rodent infestation problem in Baltimore, a problem so serious PBS did a documentary on it and the then mayor said she could smell the rats. Matthews did not use his platform to demand that life be made better for the people of Baltimore. He did not use his megaphone to demand the government find a solution to this problem. Nope. Matthews heard the word rats and on Monday not only immediately thought of Jews. He proudly admitted that Jews were the first thing that came to troubled mind. Infested, infested, infested. It's a word. It's vermin, it a Hitlerian term. You go back and read Goebbels and all that stuff, it's all about the Jews in that case. It's the use of the word vermin, infested, he's obsessed with this thing, about cities. Who thinks this way? Certainly not Trump, who used the word infested to describe the opioid problem in New Hampshire, a state that is 93% white. You want to know who hears dog whistles? Dogs. Only dogs. The dogs hear the dog whistle and in this case there was no whistle. Trump was very specifically speaking to a very specific problem that has been specifically documented, which is Baltimore's disgusting, rat and rodent infested mess. But Matthews hears rat and sees Jew. Let's not forget just last month, Matthews assumed a black woman. In this case, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, would have trouble not hating all white people because of some prejudice she may have faced as a child. The angry black woman trope on display for all the world to see. I think we all know who the real bigot is here. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.